And welcome to Movies with My Dad, the podcast where I, film critic Tina Kakadelis, take my dad Stratus to the movies. This week, we saw Inside Out 2, directed by Kelsey Mann and starring Amy Poehler, Phyllis Smith, Maya Hawke, Ayo Edebiri, and many, many, many more. Join us on the car ride home. Okay, it's recording.
Do I need to start the car again?
No, we don't need the ASMR of the car start. If you want to start editing and pulling your weight, then you can add in the car sounds. What did you think about Inside Out 2?
All right, so the first question I have for you is what's the Academy's policy on giving the Best Picture nomination to an animated movie?
That's a good question. I do know that the history of the animated movie category came about after Beauty and the Beast was nominated for Best Picture, and they were like, well, we should just make an award for animated. But I do believe that you can be nominated in both.
All right, Professor.
Thank you so much.
That was very
I do have an
studious
MFA.
And all. Wow.
Thank
I'm just
you.
Going, this was an amazing picture. I mean, I laughed, I cried.
Oh, you cried?
What? Okay. There was some tears welling up. I'm looking over to you. You're going. There waterworks
yeah,
are happening.
Yeah, you saw the steady stream that was coming from my eyes?
I just saw the hands going up to both left and right. And Woo! If it can make a 30-year-old lesbian woman and a 60-year-old straight man tear up.
I sobbed. I'm open.
That is something to say. I didn't get all the way to sob, but I definitely teared up.
Okay, well, like, my breath didn't catch and I didn't heave, but, like, it was a steady stream of tears.
Okay, all right. We both agree. Good movie? Great movie?
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Not for children.
So it was?
I realize a kid can watch it and it's fine.
No. But, like, you noticed it in the laughter and, like, the... Because we had a mix of, like, adults and kids in our screening. So you noticed it in the beginning when it was, like, all chaos and, like, a lot of, like
oh, there's bright colors and fun things
well,
for the kids to
but
watch.
There was, like, comedy and, like, physical comedy. That's the word I'm looking for. So that it makes the kids interesting. And then there are, like, jokes that go over their head, but then jokes that they get as well. But then it takes a turn, I think, and it plays more to the adults than the kids.
Yes, and I'm sorry, their jokes are funny for adults.
Yeah.
You and I were laughing our heads off, and I think the kids giggled a little, but you and I were laughing.
Anhui was stunning. I loved her. I thought she was great. I thought, like, voice acting wise, too, like, really interesting.
Well, you have to give what's Anhui.
Everyone,
was that her name?
Anhui.
That was her name.
Her name is Anhui.
So perfectly French and disconnected to, oh, that was so beautiful.
She's a French Greek woman.
Oh, is that who was playing Anhui?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Adele Exarchopoulos.
Oh, you nailed it so well.
Oui? How do you say yes in Greek?
Ne.
Oh, right. I hate it. I hate how it's ne. Yeah, you ever seen Blue is the Warmest Color?
No.
Okay.
Is she funny in that?
No. Blue is the Warmest Color is that, like, really sad French movie.
Yeah, all
about the
French
two,
movies are sad,
let's
please.
Not get into it. About the two lesbians, and there's the 14-minute long sex scene that, like, changed a lot of young people's lives.
Okay.
Speaking of...
This is a kids movie we're talking about
whatever,
here, Tina.
Whatever. The kids aren't listening. Riley was gay in that movie, and nobody can tell me otherwise.
She's just a 13-year-old girl.
I'm not making any predictions
or...
As a former 13-year-old girl who was a lesbian, is a lesbian, in the present and in the past tense, she's going to look back and be like, why was I so obsessed with that one hockey player on the other team? They had the, like, slow motion fade. The lights come on when she sees that girl for the first time. Val?
I know. I can,
that's a lesbian.
I have no I have no frame of reference to be able to help you with this conversation.
We should watch Blue Storm's Calling.
Probably not appropriate.
Oh my goodness.
Lewis Black, who knew he could be tender and sweet?
And you want, like, everybody, and did you notice that they replaced the actor, the voice actor for Disgust? You probably know. This was nine years ago.
No,
you have no idea.
All I know is Lewis Black. I didn't even know Amy Poehler until the credits was Joy.
What?
I didn't hear her voice clearly enough for me to hear it. That was kind of strange.
The audio was feeling like it was jumping in, like, muffled sections in our theater.
Who was Sadness?
She's from The Office. She plays Phyllis from The Office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But she's also in The OA. You never watched The OA,
no,
right?
No, but I know Phyllis from The Office.
Yeah, she's Phyllis from The Office. She's great. She's so good. And then Anxiety is Ethan Hawke's daughter.
That was a child?
Well, no, she's an adult. You can have an
Ethan Hawke, I guess, is...
Child?
No, I know, but I was... I don't know how old Ethan Hawke is, but I guess she'd be her 20s or 30s at least,
right? She's like mid-20s. Yeah. Oh, she's Robin from Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
There you go. There you go.
But runaway character?
Who?
Oh, come on. Really?
Oh, the fanny pack?
Pouchy.
Oh, my goodness. You did lose it at Pouchy at the end.
Pouchy is freaking hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
And Lewis Black ramming his stiff hand down to the Pouchy's mouth, pulling out.
I don't like you saying that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, you have to collect. It was amusing as hell.
Okay, so what part made you cry?
Oh, the same one. What was it?
Such an emotional impact. You've already forgotten the part that made you cry.
That's the way with me most of the movies.
Oh, my goodness.
We cried the same thing because I looked over and you were doing...
Okay.
It was the... her friends and everybody coming back together.
Yeah, and it was when she was realizing that, like,
and all the emotions came together.
Well, like, your core beliefs are emotions that aren't always positive. They form out of every experience that you have.
Yeah, there's a master class in therapy in this show, in this movie.
My goodness.
I mean, and
but
just...
Baby Girl needs some fluoxetine, though, I think.
You got to give him credit for even all the fun little tropes, like taking the basic motions and putting them in a bottle, you know, jarring them up. That's hilarious.
And shooting stuff to the back of your mind.
Right.
The sarcasm.
We'll never need this again.
No.
Let's throw it all the way in the back.
Sarcasm was an incredibly inspired joke that I couldn't have fathomed. Like, I haven't cried in a Disney or Pixar movie in a very long time. And that used to be, like, a very specific type of, like, crying. Like,
sure.
If I knew that I was going to see a Disney movie, I knew that I was just going to weep for, like,
you just prepare
solid
yourself.
5 minutes. Yeah. Like, I remember seeing Coco, and I remember just sobbing through Coco. But it's been a while since that.
And I don't feel like this one, like all the other Disney's movies, manipulated me to have that emotion.
What do you mean all the other Disney movies?
The ones that you cry, they always feel like they just ramp it up in the...
What are you talking about? Like, give me an example.
Well, I don't remember, because you know I don't remember any of the movies in
You've
detail.
Never
but
seen
I feel
a movie.
Like, I feel like they just kind of work you until you're at that point where your emotions are all playing. This one just felt so natural.
Respectfully,
yeah.
The emotions did work you in this movie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, yeah.
I would like to know an example. I do agree, and I do agree that it's like this split that we're getting in terms of content, where it's like sentiment versus sentimentality, where like television shows and movies are just like you said, forcing it down your throat and being like, we're making this happen so that you feel sad, and that is the immediate thing. It's not something that is like organically, naturally built. And that's the sentiment of it. And, like, I think that that is a very big split that exists in the way that we're making movies now. The way that we're making all content, honestly, is this split of, like, am I earning the tears that I'm getting from my audience, or are people just reacting to something that is inherently sad because it is inherently sad and not the storytelling that I have put into the work?
So I'm not going to be able to remember the name of the movie, maybe you'll remember it.
Let's go.
But exactly what happened to me somewhere in the 90s or early 2000s. Jack Nicholson.
You weren't doing a lot in the 90s and early 2000s.
It was the 80s. So it was Jack Nicholson.
Okay. Must Love Dogs.
What?
Must Love Dog?
No.
Don't act so offended.
Oh, a old, matriarchic woman and Deborah Winger, I think. No idea.
Give me
so that's all I got. So the problem was I hated the movie.
Yeah.
All the way through, I hated the characters, I hated the movie, and then they made Deborah Winger, I think that's who it was, get cancer, and I think she dies.
Oh, spoiler. Like,
right, okay,
Dad,
sorry.
To the movie you don't even know.
And I'm like, I'm weeping over a character in a movie I don't care about. Like, they just had manipulated me all the way and then just torqued my emotional strings right at the end. I'm like, I don't care about you, but I'm sad.
Right, because it's just an inherently sad thing. Yeah, I had that problem with...
So how was that for a good reference to your
it was really
deep
good,
thought?
Especially because...
Because
no,
I can't remember anyone other than Jack Nicholson and maybe Deborah Winger.
Do you want to just give me your phone and I'll Google it?
No, it's we're driving, please.
Well, I can Google, you
then
can't.
Then I have to give you my password. That's not happening.
Oh my, and then I'll air it in the podcast
exactly.
And anyone who stumbles
moving
upon
on
your phone.
To your anxieties and thoughts.
My anxieties? we could talk about my anxieties. That's why I'm so pro-fluoxetine. I think they did, like, the visual of her panic attack that she has
oh my
toward
gosh,
the end of the movie.
That was phenomenal.
It was very unsettling. But, like, that's when I started to, like, the tears began. And even, like, thinking about it now, they're prickling at my eyes because I'm a sad person who loves to cry. But, like, the swirling of it, and then even when they, like, they had anxiety swirl around their little control keyboard.
That was amazing.
It was beautiful and a nightmare to animate. So
and then like, when they go inside, anxiety's swirling
and then
cloud,
it's just calm.
And she's...
Yeah.
It's calm inside and she's, like, freaked on her own.
Yeah.
That was like, oh my gosh.
But then also, even when they, like, bring the anxiety... Like, when they bring her out, but the storm is still swirling.
Right.
I was like, oh my gosh. So I... Like, that... Incredible. Like...
I did like the other little, the techniques that she used to calm herself down, right? The breathing technique, I noticed.
At the end?
Well, as she's sitting on the bench, right? She actually was going through a very traditional...
You're talking about Riley.
Riley.
Not anxiety.
No. Riley was going through the traditional breathing technique, you know, breathe, hold, count. And then I also, I don't know if you noticed, she was stroking the wood there on the bench, right? Which is another therapy technique.
Yeah.
I think we know too much.
Listen. Yeah, it was... I am very curious, because I do believe that this is a different writer than the first one, and a different director than the first one, but I could be wrong. Because I do believe it was Pete Docter who did the first one, and this was a woman named Kelsey, and I wish I'd caught more of her name. But I do... I am curious, like, how it came to be, if this is, like, something that she pulled from, like, her own life experience, or if, like... They always have planned an inside out too. Because, like, to be fair, I had extraordinarily low expectations for this.
Oh, it could have just been
it could have just been
stamp inside out on the logo and send it out again, right?
Right. Yeah. Because the first one, I think the first one had me crying in the first 5 minutes. I really believe that. Because it was all about her growing up and the family, and I hadn't seen you and Mom in a long time, and I was in France by myself. And so I just started crying.
And but there was no ennui with you there, though.
Oh, the ennui. One point when she just said no in that perfect French accent, I was like, oh, I love her. Oh, my goodness. I am curious now. I think it would be really interesting if they continued it on.
Oh, right. You could just go forever.
You could go forever. And like,
did you notice who was running the parents' brains?
Yeah, the dad being run by anger doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but it also sort of a little, I don't know, Mom was running by sadness.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I mean, I don't know. I'd
dad probably... anger, I'm okay with.
No, but the dad...
Who else are you going to give it to? Dad's not going to have joy.
But, are you okay? You want to talk?
No. This podcast wouldn't be good if I didn't have the anger running the show.
Oh, my. I don't believe that dad is run by anger, though. Nothing that they've shown me about the dad shows me that he's run by anger.
Well, it's not just unadulterate anger. He's just taking control.
I guess. But they're all very, like...
Well, Mom shouldn't be run by,
Maybe Mom's sad. You don't know.
I guess really sad, yeah.
Listen, you don't know.
Fair enough.
And I guess Riley is mostly run by Joy, but that might not be the case as she gets older.
I do want to know who in the writing room there, because I'm sure this wasn't written by a single person, right? It had to be a group of people working
a long
time. I saw like
two or three story credits, like story
That's
by
it?
Credits.
Two
well,
or three?
Well, story by
oh, story
is different,
by. Different
than written.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Because whoever came up with the grandma that came up from
nostalgia?
The basement, nostalgia.
That
oh
is my girl,
gosh.
June Squibb. I love her. She oh, remember that movie?
She's barely on for like a, maybe 4 seconds.
She's incredible.
And it was a great scene.
Incredible. But remember that movie that you saw the trailer for of the old lady who got scammed and who
yes.
gets on the little moped?
That's the same lady.
That is her. What a woman. It is her year. I believe she is 92.
Wow.
It is June's year. My goodness. It is, her voice is just so perfect for that, like, sweet nostalgia. Oh, my goodness.
Ugh. And the lines they went with it.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, you can't come back until, you laughed hard at that one.
Because it was like two graduations, one friend's wedding, right. and, like, something else so, before you can start reflecting on, like, your high school friends. I was like, oh.
Are you in that zone? Is that
I
what you're telling
so.
Me?
So. I have been, well, I've been to two friends' weddings, so I guess she's alive and well within me. But if I have June's voice in my head, I'm not mad about it. Do you want to end it now since we are going to get ice cream, but that is a longer drive?
Like, well, we're almost home, so
exactly.
we'll end it at our traditional time, and the ice cream will be a bonus.
Just a little treat for us, for all the crying that we did.
Okay, I just for the record, I didn't. I've sobbed at other movies, but...
What movies have you sobbed at?
I'm not saying.
That Star Trek movie?
No.
No, you did cry at one of the Chris Pine Star Treks.
Oh, probably one of the... Yeah, there's... You
because
know.
I do have a vivid memory of being, like, 18 and being like, oh, we're crying at the same part. And I was like, I don't even know these people. I don't know who Star Trek is. Okay, what do you want to rate it out of?
I mean, obviously emotions.
Oh, okay.
Or what? You have a better one?
No. I don't know. The little... I can't remember what
The memory balls?
I don't remember what they're called,
Yeah, I'll
though.
Stick with emotions.
Okay. How many emotions?
I think they're just memories. That's where your memories go.
One of them's like a core memory.
The whole thing downstairs was core memory. But anyways.
No. Special ones were core. They like turned to gold.
Oh, true.
Which, when... Riley realizes that she's a lesbian and Val was her gay awakening, that'll be a core memory and it'll turn gold. My goodness.
I mean, if
you're
starting
talking about
what I
giving
said,
it picture
right,
of the year.
Exactly.
So.
Five emotions out of five.
Yeah, I give it five too. It exceeded my feelings.
Well worth watching, and you don't even need to bring a child to it. I mean, it is just a...
You brought a child to it.
That is true.
Actually, a child brought you to it. It was my invite.
It was your invite.
How do you feel at your first present in invite that you didn't get invited to, but now you have to talk about it as a press person?
Does that make me part of the press corps?
No, it does not. You have to get... No, it doesn't.
Well, then I'm less excited about it.
Okay, great. Thank you for all your hard work.
All right.
Okay.
Off to the ice cream.
All right.
Millie's forever.
Okay. Sponsor it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Movies with My Dad. Be sure to tune in next week when I take my dad back to the movies. See you then.